Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and good morning. Good morning. Whether you feel it's a bad morning, hey, come out of that. Declare that this really is going to be a good morning. You know why? Because you're going to learn a lot here on the Global Vision for Living Today show. We're right back at you with some of the greatest topics mankind really needs to hear about, be a part of, and then because of these topics that, you know what, I'm going to change my life. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to repent. But God bless you for tuning in to hear our topic, What Can I Do With My Life, Part 2. You know, we have Colonel Dr. William Harrison with us. I know you guys keep those hands going when he's talking, but God bless you. You are learning. Just keep that in mind. Whether you feel it's good or bad, you're learning something. Hello and good morning, Colonel Harrison. How are you doing? Hello, 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 Colonel Harrison.
Yes, hi, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
How are you doing? How are you doing? We're on the air.
I'm fine, thank you. All is well, all is well. Good morning to you in the listening audience again, Dr. C. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome. And thank you again. Any of that shape-shifting or shift-shifting anything around, I'm going to put you on mute. You won't be able to hear anything, and you certainly won't be able to speak. Whatever you're doing, stop. It is not more important than you being on this show 30 minutes out of 24 hours a day times 7. Hey, let's keep it real. Today our topic, I'm going to move. That's my last threat. If I hear you shape-shifting, moving things around. God bless you, I hope. What can I do with my life, part 2? I have done it all. Some are saying I said it all. I've lived a life not knowing to too many people. Not if it isn't known, but something is lacking. I feel empty. I'm not sure what my life will bring. What do I do now? Many are saying that by their conduct, what they're doing, their behavior, comments they're making to others. Everyone is soul searching, mind searching, body searching. What do I do now? I've done it all, but I'm not happy. I'm not happy. I have all these awards, all these degrees, all of the offers that most people would not even hear about in their own lifetime. But some are saying, hey, it's a part of me that's not being fulfilled. What can I do with my life? I've been all around the world trying to get back around the world, even in the state that it is in. But there's something deep within me that is telling me that I don't think I'm living up to my full potential. I don't feel right. I'm half fraud, half human. I don't know what this is. Many are saying that. They have gone to psychics, preachers, ministers, reverence, they've gone everywhere, and they get one answer, going back to where you came from and pray. Well, how do they know these people know how to pray? Come on now, I'm reaching down, and I hope we have a lot of ministers on here because obviously whatever advice they've given or thinking about giving and going to try to use it to dodge a spiritual bullet, it ain't working. It's not working. The Bible has many examples where some have even said, taught me how to pray. So if you guys have given that advice, you better take 3 steps back. You first got to find out if these people know how to pray. We have a minister on the line, Colonel Harrison. We have to 300 episodes. So we hope you have really gleaned something that can help you with your life. What can I do with my life? Well, I tell you what, we're going to have Colonel Harrison answer that, but I'm going to start it off. What can I do? Okay, I'm going to say fall down on your knees. I'm going to say pray. But before I do all of that, I'm going to identify the one true God who is the one to pray to. I wouldn't pray to a lesser God. I wouldn't pray to a God over in some foreign country somewhere that my eyes will never see. I will not do that. And then once I identify the God, what kind of prayers would this God want to hear? You can't go to the one and only true God with a bunch of hogwash. You got to come to him in spirit and, of course, in truth. Whatever you desire, you have to first operate in your own life skill set of getting to know who this God is. And you're not going to just wake up, oh, I had this experience. Oh, I think that was God talking to me. We're not fools, and we're not on this show taking this time out of our lives to talk like one. But right now, what can we say, Colonel Harrison, to the person that says they know it all, they have got it all, I got people helping me, I don't have to work if I don't want to, I don't have to do nothing but reach out and beg? Kind of give us some ideas on that for those that talk like that or living like that. What can I do with my life? It's an I thing, and it is a my thing. The Bible says each and every one of us has an opportunity to heed the call of God. Colonel Harrison, talk to us about that. What can a person do with his life if he's not happy?
Yes, Doc, you had mentioned prayer, and I want to go to briefly a book of Proverbs. There was a man named King Solomon who lived around the 9th, 10th century, and he was the wisest man that ever lived, and he was the wealthiest man that ever lived, and he had all gold and silver and the pearls and all the natural jewels and the finest of clothes and palaces and servants and the food. He liked nothing. And at the end of his life, King Solomon wrote in the book of Proverbs, "Vanity, vanity," says the preacher, "all is vanity." And what he was saying in essence is that we are empty without God. We are nothing without God. And material things will never truly satisfy us. The only person that can truly satisfy us is God, the Creator, the Psalm 83:18 God that you had mentioned, Dr. C. And so I've come to subscribe to what King Solomon says based on individual life experiences, and there the Creator is the one who makes us, and the trees and the stars and the moons and the sky and everything. Yearns and yearns to draw nigh to the Creator, same as a baby yearns and yearns to draw nigh to the mother when the baby needs to be nursed. So we will never find happiness in this world or in one another. True happiness can only be found in the Psalm 83:18, God Jehovah.
Yeah, it sure can, and I'm so glad that you went there because I see a problem here. I feel a problem here. I'm taking my mind around in circles because I also hear a problem. Now, he said, "Come unto me, God's son," since you went straight to the Bible and to Jehovah God. You know, it says, no one has sent me any complaints saying, "Oh, I thought this was secular. You guys talk about the Bible for the full half hour you guys are on." But no problem with that. The topic is, what can I do with my life? So I'm going back right now to Jehovah God's son. Colonel Harrison just mentioned Psalm 83:18 God, but this Psalm 83:18 God, all throughout the Bible, it mentions, and God sent his son. So let me jump over to him whose name is Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus. When he was walking on earth. Now, he had been in heaven with his father and seen the comings and goings on with mankind. And his father was not happy. And that's why he said, "Look, I feel you. I hear what you're saying and what you're trying to say. Listen, here I am. Send me." So that was Jesus's ideal profession at that time, to come down and, of course, give evidence and proof of him and his Father in heaven, because he said, "I and the Father are one." But here's the main point that I'm getting to. Before anything negative happened, he went out and he got, and he said, follow me. Now, it's not too many people going to follow a strange man, someone they haven't heard from. They have heard from days of old about these scrolls and about the prophesied Messiah. So Jesus said, follow me. So if anyone is problematic and sad about their life, don't have nothing, think they don't have nothing, think they know that they're not going to get anything, well, what do you want? You got two hands, two eyes, still. What do you want? Everyone can get what they want, but the element of fear, we'll be on that later. But this one called the Son of God said, follow me. So if anyone is concerned, like Colonel Heston breached on, what can I do with my life? That's it. You don't need any self-help books. You don't need any of this. I have one on the market, and I woke up this morning, and people is all on it commenting. I said, wait a minute. Is this the lost hidden answer? People really are in trouble, and they don't know what to do with their life. So before I send them out to pick cotton, before I send them out to talk about getting a job, I ask them how, in the name of Jesus, would want to know, well, what should they be doing with their life? The scripture says, Jesus said to all sort of men, lawyer, doctor, fisherman, blacksmith, come follow me. Don't ask me no questions. They knew it was something about that man. So if a person is, well, what can I do with my life? Go all the way back, Bishop Mims used to say, and get back on where you got off. If I went to him with any problem, that was what he would say. He was, give me that chicken leg, And then he would say, okay, time's up. Go back and get back on where you got off. Got off with foolish children, got off with the bad boss, got off trying to marry the wrong man or woman. Go back. But here, Jesus said, follow me. So if anyone is confused, that's a good start there. Follow the man who raised the dead, opened the eyes of the blind, fed 5,000 and more. And the scripture said if it was time and paper to talk about this one called Jesus, the whole world could not contain all of his acts. He was cold-blooded. So if anyone is upset with their life, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. I don't know why. I think this is a serious stranger than people are calling about that book. So I guess everyone feels rejected. But now, Colonel Harrison, when a person makes up his mind that he really is going to follow Jesus, now keep in mind these were no blind fools. Oh, yeah, okay, I'm going to follow you. The Bible says they knew the scriptures from of age. All Jews were taught. And we know what you can get when you start off with these children and kings and what, when you start off with them teaching them the right thing. The Bible says they will not depart from it. Don't talk about the police and his daddy didn't do this. What did you do? Colonel Harrison, let's talk about that, about following Jesus. Do you think that's a good idea when a person doesn't know what to do with their life?
Yes, Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the key. Jesus is the true and living Son of the Creator, God Jehovah. In the New Testament, speaking of the Christian Bible, beginning of the book of Matthew's to Revelation, it reveals who Jesus is, and as you said a moment ago, the works that he's done. And so he is the fulfillment. He is the Savior. And we can only find our true gratification, if not directly through God, through the extension of God, which is his Son, Jesus Christ. And so one has to accept Jesus Christ, their personal Lord and Savior. That means you're going to establish a relationship with him. You establish a relationship with him. You humble yourself. You yield. You get a teacher to teach you who he is and the principles that you need, the spiritual principles you need to know to change your life from where you are to where God wants us to be. Because God God created us to and for a purpose, and that's to glorify and serve Him. And we can only do that through God's Son, Jesus Christ. He's the
intercessor. That sure is right, and that most certainly is true. So we're going to call out all you ministers, teachers, so-called teachers about God. No one is going to follow anybody that they don't know nothing about unless you hire for cocaine. No one is going to listen to anyone that they don't know nothing about who you are, where you came from. The Bible tells it all about Jesus. You got to be careful if you're running around out there to these different churches you know nothing about. So when Jesus said, follow me, they knew about him. And they also knew about how he was going to die. Them Jews were no fools. They were not crazy. Jesus Christ was a Jew by heritage. All of them were Jews, all of them. When they tried to assault Paul, he said, am I not a Jew? Am I not this? Am I not yah, 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 yah? So the first thing before anyone can even try to contemplate what his life should be, you are right. There's only everlasting life and eternal life. There's a difference, eternal life, everlasting life, only in Jesus Christ. But now, when he called them 12, they were supposed to, they were told, the ones that was left after he had died, after he was crucified, he said, go ye therefore. He wasn't talking to everybody. Them were trained people. Them apostles knew him, knew what they were supposed to say. They saw the miracle. He washed their feet. He was not talking to a crowd of nomads that didn't know anything about him. And in that time, all of them were Jews, Sanhedrin, Sadducees, Pharisees. Oh, my God. They were all Jews. They knew the Holy Scrolls just like he did. So right now, let's take it to another level. What can I do with my life? Before you even contemplate anything about an invisible God and his son crucified now sitting on the right hand, you got to be taught. Here's the problem. Everybody want to be a big shot. I don't have to be taught. I know enough. So now we lift this up to the ones that he sent forth, the ones so-called coming after him. I get so upset when I hear Apostle Williamson. And you know what? James, the last one to die. Let me say something. That's it. That's it. No more apostles unless Satan has set you up. Those 12 prototypes, the ones that are supposed to be going forth and teaching. He didn't tell strangers, well, I want you to go around trying to find me, find God. He didn't tell strangers, you know, we all pray 5 times a day. He didn't tell them that. He told his that he called, get up, drop your nets, follow me. He told them to go ye into the world and preach and teach. How is anybody going to know what to do with their life? That's why God, Jehovah, is mad now. These people that supposedly, oh, you know, I woke up in the middle of the night and I heard God's voice. You know what? I still hear them say, oh, I'm called into the ministry. Oh, really? Well, here, pass the litmus test. What are you doing? Are you outside on the corner? Are you walking with a Bible in the shoulder blades? Are you standing at these bus depot stops and where all these people are trying to proclaim God and the Son of God? No. So God is upset. Bible says it. He going to start his judgment right in his own house. What did I tell you to do that you didn't do? So I don't blame the world for the shape it's in, because they are not being taught about God. Now, some of them don't want to be taught because they know in their heart, whatever that bull you conducting And whatever you are doing, thinking you're doing something, you know in your heart, you're going to have to know it is not right. How's a dog going to get him walk? And there's his mama laying right there. He's got to get up on his own and talk. He's got to get up on his own. We get no brownie points for taking care of anybody. He didn't say that. He said preach and teach to them. He didn't say feed them with a short or a long-handled spoon. So, Colonel Harrison, what can we say about the ministers that now know we way deep in the end? Are they really doing God's will? Many of them are closed because that's the main complaint. Oh, they ain't doing nothing. Oh, I can turn the TV and hear what they're saying. Oh, yeah, they ain't about nothing. I hear it at least twice a week from people that say they tried to talk to them and that and that. It might be too late. I know it was too late after God, Jehovah, closed the doors of the ark, and they was all howling out there when it started to rain. Oh, my goodness. Colonel Harrison, what can we do as people of God? No phony. What can we do if we're not already doing it? He said, go ye therefore. I know I'm slanging heavy all week long. You heard my phone just the other phone ringing. I'm slanging heavy. People want advice. Where do I find this scripture at? Can you this? Can you that? I mean, people are reaching out now and knowing that the Catholic Church is on its way out. Where's them billion people worldwide going? What churches are they going to run into? Where are they going? Bible says they got men's going to be grabbing hold of your dress code or whatever, talking about what must I do. Are we ready for them? Are the people we're teaching ready for them? Most of them in the church, when I ask them questions, even now, oh, I don't know. Oh, I never heard of that. I never heard of, Simon Magus. That's the bridge between the last living apostle over to the first century that started the Catholic Church. Where did they come from? How you going to preach and teach to them? You don't even know how the Catholic Church, some of them don't know how it even came into existence. That's going to be the overflow. What can I do with my life, Colonel Harrison?
We should be teaching preaching.
Feed us some more of that. Because once a person get to know God, once a person get to know about his son, Christ Jesus, they can't just get that knowledge and sit down. Most ministers, that's all they want them to do. That's all they want. But I you know what? I hope some are listening, because that Gen Z and Gen X and all that, they putting them people in the Congress and the Senate. They got some that claim they 23 and 4, look like they 13. It's something going on with the people they're choosing to represent the older generation. And they say it's not going to be good. So, you know, I'm watching and I'm listening. But this Generation ZX and another one, they don't play. The man said they don't have to lie. See, most of the older politicians, you know, people say they're lying about this, lying about this, lying about this. All they want to do is give them something to eat, you know, try to get them off the streets and so forth and so on. But the Spirit of God don't need nothing to eat. The Spirit of God, he don't wear no clothes. So now we got to take this thing onto another level. The soul don't need all that. Flesh and blood, yeah. So if I was a minister, I wouldn't get up there trying to talk to flesh and blood. Hallelujah. I would bullseye straight to the spirit of that man, the soul of that man. I would be, it's a man. Come on here. They cold-blooded three. I'm one white, one black, and something else. Flesh and blood, one of them said. Talk to the spirit, because flesh and blood ain't going to do nothing. He says flesh and blood ain't going to say nothing. It is the spirit, the Bible says, that give utterance. I don't want to talk to the flesh and blood. I really don't like wasting my time at all, and I'm going through something with that right now. I have to realize it's not about flesh and blood, because Paul said flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom. These people out here peddling God's information, they better really start telling them something, because they're not going nowhere. They're, well, you know, I done preached 1,000 years. So what? So what? That doesn't mean you got a seat in the kingdom. Let's get this thing straight. So right now, what can I do with my life? We got to speak, not to them. Flesh and blood, flesh eyes, flesh ears. They ain't hearing nothing. They're not hearing it. But the soul and the spirit uttered by God and through God is what we need to do when we talk about reaching these people, because they don't care, flesh and blood. They can say yeah today and no tomorrow. They can be alive today and then dead tonight. So the point is right now, when people want to know, what can I do with my life? That's why nothing is satisfied. Yet we've been talking to the wrong entity. Jehovah Spirit, Jesus Christ the Spirit, all the angels in heaven the Spirit. I've been wasting my time. That's why I don't see no real results. A beggar here, a looter there, sick man one day to live over yonder. I've been approaching this wrong. Now I'm going after the spirit and the soul. What can you do? Yeah, we can tell them, yeah, go to God. What do they know about God? Have we not taught them anything about God? Have we not taught them where God came from? Where did God get his name? No, we have not. All y'all, hear me out. You know you haven't. That's why you got nothing in the cartel of the human being. 12% now is interested in America about God. You done messed up. I hear the witnesses is crying daily. Crying daily. Step over to Macedonia. They said they ain't helping us do nothing. That's why they don't fool with nobody outside of their rank. That's the real reason why. You will know the truth. And the truth will set you free. Colonel Harrison, how can a man be set free based on what we just discussed this morning?
Doc, you mentioned it. You set it up. We are spirit beings. We are three-dimensional beings. We are spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, soul, and flesh. And Jesus spoke to the spirit of man and woman when he was on the earth first century. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so when we teach, we kind of teach the living words, because the Bible contains living words, and there are three things that are eternal. God the Father incorporates Jesus Christ the Son, the holy words of God, and the Spirit of God. Those things are eternal. And so as we speak and teach, we gotta appeal to the spirit of the person. Yes, they have physical
yes.
needs, but their spirit soul need to be fed the words of God, which will sustain, which will keep them, which will lead them, which will guide them and direct them in the path that God would have them to be in as they are here on earth for this period of time, however many years we may live. So we miss the mark concentrating on the flesh,
yeah.
as you said, Doc. We got to
yeah,
speak to
yeah.
the spirit of people. That's where the heart of the ministry is in the spirit, the teaching and the
yeah,
preaching, not this emotionalism, not this prosperity, but speaking to the
yeah,
spirit
yeah.
of people, and you can speak to their soul.
I knew I knew he was going to wrap it up. Hallelujah. Bishop Mims used to say, I don't want to see him. I said, Bishop, get up here. Get off that tablet. And the church is crying. The ushers are saying, ain't nowhere for nobody to sit. He said, I don't want to see him. And I said, Bishop, have you lost it? Are you crazy? He said, I want to see the spirit. Now, if any spirit man out there, I'll go on out. I said, yeah, Bishop. Yeah, I'm one of them. And there's, I think, about 50 out there. He said, oh, okay, I'm going to go. I recognize he was in and out of the humanity of man and saying that, but God bless you all. What can I do with my life? Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. Follow him. Learn all you can about him. Follow Jesus. And he and the truth will set you free. What can I do with my life? Follow Jesus. Thank you for tuning in. We will be back, God willing, same station, same time next Saturday. Have a great weekend, and know that God loves you, or you wouldn't be listening.